Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic explores hurt and forgiveness. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Don't Be Offended, by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with blessing. That's what God has called you to do, and He will grant you His blessing. 1 Peter 3:9. The tears soaked my sleeve, and I began to seethe. Logically, I understand the human brain isn't fully developed until some time in our 20s, but it's difficult to be logical when someone else's kid hurts my kid. The older they get, the less accidental it is. I jokingly send mama bear emojis, but the struggle is actually real. The amount of deep breathing I have to employ before I react to a situation I've just digested is surreal. The old saying goes, don't poke the bear. When mama bear's engaged, it's a run for your life situation, and I run right to God for my life. Hurt people hurt people. It's a phrase I've heard preached from many pulpits, and I find it to be pointedly true. It's the reason taking a deep breath before we react is so important. Otherwise, mama bear attacks back with more hurt because she's hurt. We hurt when our kids hurt. It's painfully hard to separate ourselves from the pain they endure. There is evil in the world. There is hurt, unfairness, sickness, and tragedy. So let's look at four things Scripture reminds us to do before we react. 1. Don't repay evil for evil. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Colossians 3:13. Unforgiveness damages our hearts. Scripture's clear. Take all the deep breaths you need to calm down. When we exercise enough restraint to pause before reacting, we allow the Holy Spirit to give us the strength to overcome the pit of anger in our stomachs. 2. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Proverbs 16:24. The words we speak are powerful, and so are the motivating thoughts behind them. Though we can't control every thought that pops into our minds, we do have control over what we choose to think and how we choose to use our words once they arrive in our minds. It's important to pause and choose to use our words for good, to build up and not tear down. 3. Pay them back with a blessing. So let's not get tired doing what is right, for at just the right time we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Galatians 6:9. When my kids were in elementary school, I'd reward them with a free choice from our prize box for doing the right thing. Eventually, the positive affirmation meant more than the sticker or the pencil they picked from the box. Making the right choices is important. The decision to bless those who wrong us isn't easy, but the reward is great. 4. God will bless our obedience. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me. John 20:29. The way we live our everyday lives points to the one we follow. God's blessing isn't like the family prize box my kids picked from when they were little. We often pray for blessing, but we aren't willing to do the work required to walk in the favor of the Lord. There's nothing we need to do to earn our salvation or keep it, but the Lord does honor our obedience. It brings glory to Him. Intersecting faith and life. Offense is an easy habit to pick up. It's one the world will applaud and help us to justify. When life is unfair, it is okay to be righteously angry, but the pause we take before we put our emotions on display is important to God. The pause and our reaction to bless instead of curse are behaviors which set us apart from the rest of the world. And we represent the one who is drawing everyone to himself, giving everyone an opportunity to embrace Jesus as Savior. We're to lead with love to the one who is himself love. For further reading, explore James 5:16, Luke 6:37, and Ephesians 4:31 and 32. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.